don't cyclists eat a lot of bananas? Am I imagining that?
They shave their legs.
Not happening. We will be doing our own version of a Tour de France, titled the Tour de Suffolk.
It's certainly possible. There's no question about that. It's going to require some training, some dedication, and a bit of luck with the weather.
Graham Mack, are you on board?
Yes, for my sins, I'm on board.
Bung my name down for it, I'll give it a go, John Wright.
Is that an official confirmation?
Yeah, put my name down.
Being non-league football reporters on match day, we thought we'd look at some or visit some of the non-league football grounds in the county. So there's five Ryman League grounds in the county: Lowestoft, Leyston, Bury, Town, AFC Sudbury and Needham. So we'll be visiting all of them on our bikes in one go, and we'll stop off along the way as well at Suffolk FA headquarters and Suffolk Family Carers on our way back here, all in one day. It works out at a fraction over 130 miles, which if we which if we compare it to, I'm going to call them proper cycling events.
Grown-up cycling.
Yes, grown-up cycling by grown-up cyclists. It would be the longest stage of the Tour de Britain, and it would be, I think, the third or fourth longest stage of the Tour de France.
I mean, we're lucky we don't have a mountain stage as part of that.
No.
But even so, that's quite... So what, you'd start up in Lowestoft,
yeah,
presumably?
Yeah, start off at Lowestoft Town at Crown Meadow and then move down the A12 towards Leyston, Victory Road, their ground, and then work across county towards Bury Town, stopping off along the way at Suffolk FA headquarters, which are based just outside Stowmarket, from Rammeadow at Bury, then down to AFC Sudbury, then across to Needham, stopping off at Hadley along the way, and then from Needham, it's then the short cycle ride back to BBC Suffolk HQ via
Claydon as well. Yeah. So you're going to throw in Hadley as well because we like them.
Yeah, well, we thought we need to incorporate the Thurlow Nun League as well, and being the league leaders, and it's quite close to our normal route anyway. We don't have to go too far off track.
So the challenge has been set, but like all good ideas, it's already started to grow. And far from being a lonely duo battling on, it looks like they'll be leading a merry band of followers, including Graham Mack, Georgina Rowe, and the editor of BBC Radio Suffolk, Peter Cook.
Well, I like going out with the boys, and we cycle around the villages where we live, just stop off here and there. So, yeah, but I've never done anything like this, and I happened to mention it to... We've got some guests staying with us at the moment, and I mentioned it to one of our guests this morning. She said, "Oh, I'm doing a cycle ride." And she looked out of the kitchen window at my rusting bike leaning against the garage and said, "And when was the last time you went on a cycle ride?" And it was summer, and we probably did about 10 miles. This sounds great. I think we can do this. And I'm inspired by Ali and by Isaac. And I think it's a great idea. And hopefully we'll raise lots of money for Suffolk Family Carers.
The challenge will happen in April, and Steve Grimwood from Ipswich's Elmy Cycles says it's tough but achievable.
They're going to need to get out and get some serious miles in before they do that. Otherwise, it is going to be hard going. And they're going to have to be up early and get out as soon as it's light, probably before, to get there, the first ones under the belt. But it's certainly doable. They're going to have to train hard for it.
So, presumably then, you're both very, very good cyclists, are you?
No,
I don't even like cycling.
Yeah, I only bought a bike the other month, especially for this.
My bike works when it suits. We've been on a couple of training rides, and the amount of times where the chain comes off, or you change gear, and the gears are just not having it at all. And then like, wait, Isaac, hold up.